Deb, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, for those unaware of the Trove service, how is it different from a regular library?
It's different from a regular library for a number of reasons. Firstly, you don't have to visit it physically. So you can actually go online and do full searches, not just of where books might be or where resources might be, but actually the books themselves or the newspapers themselves. So it's a way of, I guess, providing much greater access to the kinds of information that we want to use, either as researchers or just even general members of the public.
So what sort of information is actually on Trove? You mentioned researchers use it.
Yeah, researchers use it all the time, but so do people, for example, just doing family history research or just wanting to check out, you know, what was going on in the newspapers on the day they were born, doing sort of like an elaborate selfie. You know, you can really use it at any level. So what they've got inside Trove is images, newspapers, full text historical newspapers dating right back to the beginning of newspaper production in Australia, up until about the mid-1950s or so, when copyright sort of kicks in and they're no longer able to provide those digital images. And actually what they do, which is really neat, is if you're interested in newspapers and you're reading an article and you notice that during the digitisation there's a few mistakes, you can actually go in and correct them and provide some, you know, generous service back to the library community yourself. And what they've found is that actually thousands, tens of thousands of people are actually doing that, helping preserve Australia's newspaper history by contributing through correction.
Well, that does sound really interesting, actually. I'm definitely going to go find out what the newspapers were on the day I was born after the show. Now, what effects do the efficiency dividends have on Trove?
Well, Trove is one of the National Library's many services, and as part of the efficiency dividends, which have been applied now for a number of years, the National Library is starting to, they've really kind of trimmed all the, if there is such a thing, you know, the bits of fat in the organisation, and then they've kind of gone into the muscle, and now they're really getting to the bone, and they're actually going to have to stop providing service. So what will happen to Trove, and Trove is only one of several National Library services that are affected, is that Trove won't, I guess, be maintained to the same levels at which it currently is. So it won't continue to aggregate all those information resources from around Australia that are currently being fed into the Trove service.
The support on social media has been remarkable. There's been a lot of use of the hashtag #FundTrove for people who are showing their support. How important is continuous public support for Trove funding?
It's incredibly important. And if you have used Trove and you happen to be in Twitter, you can use the hashtag #FundTrove to draw attention to your usage of Trove. And this has been a really amazing way just to see how broadly affected the community has been by the announcement of the cuts. And if you just do a Google search on Fund Trove, you'll come across some really great blog sites and articles and so on, where you can actually voice your opinion and tell people what you think about the cuts.
And just finally, God forbid if Trove did have to be ended, what would this mean for Australia and for the preservation of information?
Well, one of the amazing things about Trove is that it's actually, and I know this is often said glibly, it's a world benchmark initiative. It's actually copied all around the world as an exemplary moment of information management using public enthusiasm. And so it's one of those amazing things where you just see something that really positions Australia as part of a globally networked information environment suddenly kind of stopped or stopped in its tracks. And you just think, well, in the context of an ideas boom and an innovation agenda, what's that really about? Because this is, in many ways, for Australia, one of our kind of benchmark moments in the innovation landscape. And to have that whisked away in the way that the efficiency dividend will now produce really, really plays, I think, to a short-sightedness and narrowness of vision that we don't want to be demonstrating to the world.
Well, Deb, it is an incredibly important service. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.